Only 31 parliamentary races were decided in the first round, and in fact, the majority of districts produced no outright winner. So Egyptians will soon be returning to the polls to decide who wins 133 parliamentary seats. Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi, a columnist for the London-based pan-Arab newspaper Ashark al-Awsat, describes the first phase of Egyptian parliamentary elections as disappointing, and she calls Ayman Nour's defeat the clearest illustration of the hollowness of the Egyptian government's promises of democratic reform.
I would characterize Ayman Nour's defeat as the latest in a chapter of punishment that the Egyptian regime has meted out to him for daring to challenge President Mubarak in the September elections we had, which were the first contested presidential elections in which Ayman Nour came second. Many of my fellow Egyptians had hoped that we were seeing a greater opening in the political space, more activity from opposition groups. But seeing what happened to Ayman Nour and seeing what happened to many other popular politicians has really stymied those hopes. And I'm very worried about Egypt and the future for reform.
According to Mona El-Tahawi, the first round of elections was characterized by intimidation, vote buying, and rigging of ballot boxes. And she says she expects that the next two rounds of parliamentary elections in Egypt will be just as disappointing as the first one, because the government is threatened more by liberal Democrats, such as Ayman Nour, than it is by the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, which is fielding candidates as independents.
I would say that the Egyptian regime preferred the devil it knows best, which is the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, versus these new demons that have been circulating in the form of Ayman Nour and a new opposition movement that has been leading street protests through Cairo. So we're seeing the Muslim Brotherhood openly campaign, although they're outlawed, as independents. And at the end of the day, we all know that the National Democratic Party will maintain its majority in parliament.
Nadja Bilbasi, senior correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, agrees with Mona El-Tahawi that the outcome of the first round of Egyptian parliamentary elections was extremely disappointing. And she adds that participation was very low.
So far, we have 24% of Egyptians who went to the ballot to elect their representatives. And that's a very similar percentage to the one that elected the president before. But now that you have a different kind of election, that the constitution after the amendment allowed other parties also to participate, it looks like they have the same idea about who's going to be the winner in the end.
Egyptian journalist Mona El-Tahawi suggests that the results of the first round of parliamentary elections do not bode well for the next presidential election, scheduled for 2011.
Parliamentary elections were crucial because a constitutional amendment passed by President Mubarak earlier this year has stipulated that in order to nominate a presidential candidate, a party must have at least 5% of members in parliament. So the ruling National Democratic Party is expected to be the only party to meet this condition. This is important because President Mubarak is now 77 years old, and the country is awash in rumors that he will step aside for his son, Gamal Mubarak. So we're basically going to see an inheritance of power manufactured by the pseudo-democracy that is being paid for by these parliamentary elections.
Nonetheless, Nadia Bilbasi of Al Arabiya says she welcomes the regional implications of Egypt's parliamentary elections under an amended constitution.
I think it will set a precedent to other Arab countries that change is imminent, it's coming, and nobody can stop it. The fact they've been forced to make a huge move, which is to amend the constitution, is extremely positive. These came as pressures from the Western countries, mainly by the United States. Generally speaking, we should not undermine that. In fact, it should be encouraged.
But Mona El-Tahawi says she would like to call on the whole international community to pressure the Egyptian government to fulfill its reform promises and to truly allow an opening up of the political space. Next week, the parliamentary elections move to other parts of the country, including Alexandria. Nationwide voting is expected to conclude by December 7th, and the new parliament is scheduled to convene for the first time a week later. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.